This is program number LW2126. Well, the phone rang. It was the nursing home calling again. These calls are coming more and more frequently these days as my mother's condition makes her more difficult to manage. Hi, this is Larry West. That's the way a fellow named Larry Thomas begins his story, telling about his very ill, very loved mother. He goes on. It's just been over a year since she went to live in the home. She is suffering from Alzheimer's disease, a cruel, dehumanizing disease that destroys a person's brain to the point that he or she is unable to function in a normal manner. She is deteriorating mentally, the same way her mother did several years ago. I've just got to tell you the rest of Larry's story, and then I'll make my point, okay? I want to tell it to you in his own words. He says, Mother lived with us for a year prior to her admission to the nursing home. We cared for her as long as we could, but she began to have such high levels of frustration, such a high aggression level, that it was impossible for us to keep her. She was experiencing the wide range of emotions common to these victims when they sense they are losing control of their lives. She required 24-hour supervision, so we had to move her to the nursing home. The process has involved all of us in many emotional battles. My wife, Larry says, our two boys and I had to learn to cope with painful feelings. Each of us hurt in his own unique way as we watched the disease daily, changing Mother into a totally different person from the one we knew and loved so dearly. My most difficult moment came one afternoon, Larry says, when I walked into the kitchen where Mother was standing. She looked at me with a puzzled expression and asked, Now, who did you say you were? There is no way to describe the loneliness at that moment, Larry says, when your own mother doesn't know you. Larry says, I didn't know what to say. I made some surface conversation, then walked away, crushed. I don't know, maybe you know just how Larry felt. Maybe your mom or dad didn't have Alzheimer's disease that made them forget everything, including you. Maybe you're saying you weren't that fortunate. I mean, maybe you wish you could blame their forgetting on some uncontrollable disease, but in your case, it was a choice. You know, our world is filled with people who wonder why mom gave them up, kicked them out. Why Dad walked out years ago on his wife and all the kids, walked out on you. A lot of people wonder. There are 1,000 questions in the minds of tens of thousands of adoptees just in this country of ours. Maybe I'm talking to you. Maybe you've asked, Did my mother choose to adopt me out? If she did, why? Maybe you've asked, Has she forgotten? You know, there's a fellow in the Bible who asked one time, Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? If she can't, really, it's no wonder then that there is the loneliness. Larry felt it that day. There is no way to describe the loneliness at the moment when your own mother doesn't know you. That's the way he put it. Larry found some relief, though, for he says that while he was feeling so crushed, he heard his mom speak to someone else who walked into the room. He heard her say, You should meet my son. She said, You would really like him. Larry is an only child. She hadn't forgotten. Even though she didn't recognize him, she was very much aware she had a son. And she was ready to brag about him at a moment's notice. What a difference remembering makes. You know, the Bible pictures God as a parent, a father, the heavenly father. And it's God who says, Though she, a mother, may forget, I will not forget you. Hey, what a difference God can make. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.